This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And thank you very much for tuning in and chiming in tonight. We've had a number of people commenting to us on the Facebook page. We'll get to that in a minute. But a special shout-out goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus all our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and our 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And let's not forget the United States Coast Guard, all of them, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers sorting the mail, thanks for the job you do, keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there to offer. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Now, I'm going to read the headline, and we'll finish up the immigration thing here. The United States last night, as was announced in a pair of tweets by President Trump, has made a deal with Mexico on tariffs and immigration. You take it from there.
Well, there won't be any tariffs, at least for right now. That's been suspended. So as I said, you know, in Mexico, we're going to start deporting these people that have filed for asylum.
Yep.
And Mexico is going to give them jobs and health care and education, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
The part that the United States has to do, however, is to accelerate the adjudication of the asylum claims.
Mm-hmm.
So that means we're going to have to pile some judges, you know, down there in a big, huge way.
Well, they're already planning on putting, I guess, a bunch of military judges down there. Is that right?
I don't know how many. I mean, the military really can't spare a lot. But I don't, and whatever number that is, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, now, they're going to look at this again in about 90 days to see, because it's going to be hard to measure results, but they're going to, you know, look at it again in 90 days to determine if further action is needed.
Okay.
But, you know, we still have a lot of discussions that are going to be going back and forth, and it certainly would include Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador. So there's a lot of things still in process. Now, what's particularly interesting is this is really where we were in the discussions early on in 2016 with President Nieto. So
right.
This has really been expanded, and now it's been aggressively pursued.
Mm-hmm.
So this is necessarily called the Comprehensive Development Plan.
Mm-hmm.
So That's where we are. We will see how this plays out. We got 90 days. Now, I don't know how fast we're going to start deporting these people, but we're deporting them.
All right. Well, we can only hope. Now, let's change gears and let's go to something else that's really just as important. we are aware of the fact a couple of things happened yesterday. First of all, the DOJ and Bruce Orr who reportedly got a $28,000 bonus amid the Russia probe days after the Obama administration announced it, you know, that we were doing all that. The other thing that came part of it, which I don't know if this is part of the same or something different, but the FBI was ordered to release the parts of Comey's redacted memos when he had the meeting with President Donald Trump, I believe in the Trump Towers. So,
all right, let's do one of those at a time.
Okay.
The thing that's fascinating about Bruce Orr is that He was never fired from the FBI.
Right.
I mean, from the Department of Justice.
Correct.
Sorry, the Department of Justice. And given the work that he and his wife were doing, he really should have been terminated. But he wasn't. Instead, under the Loretta Lynch realm, he was actually demoted. He was sent to another department and demoted. But in order to take the demotion, he got a bonus. So, isn't that fun how that works?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is.
Now, on a separate issue, the judge, Boasberg, who is the district court judge for the District of Columbia, he ruled that some of the memos are already out there, the Comey memos from the Trump Tower. You know, he left the Trump Tower and went down to the his government car and started writing notes. Some of those memos are already out there, but they have redactions. So the judge has ordered additional redacted sections to be unredacted. Not all of them, but, you know, some of them. And this comes because CNN actually filed a Freedom of Information Act against the FBI. That's where all this happened.
Mm-hmm.
The judge ruled on fulfilling more of the Freedom of Information Act lawsuit on Friday, only because they concluded that Mueller concluded his work with his team, and now they feel like they can redact more of what happened. Now, the reason there were some redactions in there was, there were a couple of reasons. One is because of Michael Flynn. So he had to have been discussed in the Trump Tower meeting. But interestingly enough, there was another section in there about Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why some of those redactions happened first.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com here in the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And we hope you're having a great weekend. We hope you're going to have a great weekend to come. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, this edition, this portion of the program, with my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by our very good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, USCCA is what they're known as, and for just a few dollars a month, USCCA provides their members with a lot more than just upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, because you also get some of the best training in the country for self-defense, whether or not you use a gun or a knife or a stick or a club or whatever. They can help you defend yourself in the event that you need to. And if you get yourself into trouble, remember, the last person standing is the first person the law enforcement officials will always be looking at. So, defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. Now, go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo. Register for the free gun a day giveaway. Every day at midnight, a different gun they're giving away. And while you're there, take a look at the three levels of membership and become a member, because we never know when you're going to have it or use it, and you'll have the cavalry on the way when you get yourself into a problem that you may or may not be able to get out of. $474 worth of free stuff will be given to you, including some great gear from USCCA. And don't forget the Concealed Carry Magazine, award-winning, with all kinds of savings in there, too, pertaining not just to guns, not just to ammunition, but hunting and fishing and RVing and camping, too, all in the Concealed Carry Magazine. So, USCCA, the logo link on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And I want to announce somebody in this audience for winning the gun a day giveaway. So you got to register to do it. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Interesting situation been brought forth. We've got Ilhan Omar, and we've got AOC in the news for a couple of different reasons. Now, I'm going to start with Omar, because apparently, and a lot of people are mentioning this right now, I believe is what you just told me, apparently Ms. Omar is in a pickle with a campaign violation, which has not only revived the question again of her proposed suggested bigamy, the marriage that she had, but also the fact that they used campaign funds to pay off, if you will, the terms of the divorce.
Yeah, this one's a mess. Apparently, she's in violation of campaign law because some number of dollars was used from her campaign to pay lawyers or pay whomever regarding a divorce. Now, this is an interesting thing because when it comes to campaign violations of campaign law or violations of campaign law, we need to remember Dinesh D'Souza.
Yeah.
Because, remember, he went to, I shouldn't say prison, but, you know, I guess somewhere between a jail and a halfway house for, I don't know, what was it, 18 months or something like that?
Yep. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So, I would say, maybe some kind of equality of the law ought to be applied when it comes to Ilhan Omar.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another component to this, and that is somewhere between husband one and husband two, there were some joint filings of tax returns with the Internal Revenue Service. And there was some funny business going on there. And such that it appears that the filings were erroneous. So watch for this one, because I think there's more explanation that is required. But it's a two-track issue with her right now.
And AOC, by the way, I think technically, I don't know if it's been resolved or not, there were some charges levied against her, possibly for improper use of campaign funds for something. I forgot what it was, but she was being investigated too. And of course,
Look, the money that was coming out of the campaign went to an organization that her campaign chairman, whose name I used to be able to pronounce, but I haven't pronounced it in a while, so I couldn't do it.
Just call him Joe.
He's the one that created the new Green New Deal plan. Uh-huh. Anyway, he's her chief of staff, but they had an organization together, and so money's going into the campaign, funnel right through the campaign, and went into this organization. So that's where that one's still going.
Yeah, and then she also tweeted out a statement talking about powerful people are trying to bribe Donald Trump into war. I don't know what that's all about, but they're talking about going to war with Iran, that there are people trying to bribe the president into doing that.
Yeah, but she doesn't say who.
No. And then, of course, Donald Trump Jr., not to be outdone, has blasted both Omar and Tlaib on Twitter as being the leaders of the Hamas caucus. So the saga goes on.
Yeah. And by the way, this plot by this cat that wanted to either attack Times Square / New York City and or Washington, D.C.
Right.
Appears to be Palestinian himself from New Jersey.
Wow. Here we go. Yep.
Yeah.
No yeehaw there, but anyway, it is what it is. All right, folks, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out her website, sign up for her daily sit-rep, and get the articles that she gets when she writes them. Now, the other thing is someone who I've had on the program a number of times from the Heritage Foundation, Hans von Spakovsky, is saying that he's asking the question, will Donald Trump be impeached? Then he goes about the way laying it out as to what they're going to do. And no matter what they do, the answer is no, because the Senate is not going to go along with this.
Well, forget that part of it. what's going on the House side is really, I've pretty much, I think, figured that it's a head fake. Nancy Pelosi obviously has some of her resources at work here, okay? And I think what she's doing is placating to the base of the Democrat Party and to the Jerry Nadler team that they want to kind of just continue with these investigations. That's why they're starting these hearings on Monday, where our little felon, John Dean of historic proportions, is headlining one of their first sessions.
Yep.
This is not about impeachment anymore. This is about satisfying all of the Democrats that want impeachment. So she's just going to play along. She's just going to ride that train. But it isn't going to happen. But she's got her, Nancy Pelosi, has got her resources going because of John Durham and his aggressive work with A.G. Barr on all things with the Trump-Russia collusion investigation.
Right.
And so they're just, you know, they're just keeping it out there in the headlines, including the paid media by the DNC, I'm pretty confident of.
Right.
When, in fact, they're working whatever channels that they can work, they being the Democrats, to see what the Republicans are doing. If the Republicans with Durham and Barr come out with what we think they're going to come out with, dealing with Comey and Baker and Brennan and Clapper and Obama and the rest of them,
right.
Impeachment would look pretty stupid, wouldn't it?
Sure would.
And Nancy knows that. So this whole thing with this impeachment nonsense is just merely a head fake.
Okay, so the question is, last question for you for today, when are you going to hop on the commercial travel that's going to be going to the International Space Station? You're going to take a ride up there?
Oh, no.
Well,
I'm good here.
All right.
I've got too much work here to do.
Well, you could live on the moon in one of those new condos.
That's okay.
You have a great view of outer space, right?
Yeah.
And again, who knows when that's going to happen?
Or the cost.
Oh, my God. It's not going to be cheap.
No.
By the way, isn't the last person that went up in a commercial business owner or somebody, I forget what he was, a private individual, didn't it cost him like $250,000 or something like that?
I don't know. Some people have those kinds of money.
Yeah,
spend.
Went for a ride in space and went somewhere. I think he went to the space station. I'm not sure. But anyway, yeah, so it's not something anybody's going to be doing anytime
soon.
Yeah,
but we're not going to the space station. There's not enough room on a space station.
Yeah, it's kind of cramped up there. All right, well, we will talk to you on Monday morning bright and early. You have yourself a great weekend and enjoy the weather.
Yes, sir, you too.
All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, everybody, FoundersCode.com. Run on over there and find out what she's all about. I'll be right back with more. We're going to take a look at the military and veterans news, but the first report I'm going to have is going to be of an interview that was done this week of a 97-year-old World War II veteran. It's a tremendous interview, and I want you to hear it.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Washington and Moscow have accused each other of dangerous maneuvers after two warships came within meters of a collision in East Asia. The near miss took place just days after a similar close call between planes. Washington says it took place in the Philippine Sea, while Russia says it was in the East China Sea. Both sides blame the other. President Donald Trump has come up with a new name for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi after she said she wanted to see him in jail, not impeached. In an interview which aired on Fox News, hosted by Laura Ingraham, Trump hit back.
She's a disaster, and she made a statement. It was a horrible,
when you were overseas,
vicious statement. While I'm overseas, now if I made any statement about anybody, it would be like a big head. Why would he do that when he's overseas? She did it when she is a terrible person, and I'll tell you, her name, it's Nervous Nancy, because she's a nervous wreck.
The president saying Pelosi is incapable of doing deals. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And ladies and gentlemen, this military special edition military and veterans news segment is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Here's more about them real quick.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I want you to listen to an interview that's been done with Corporal John McHugh, 95 years old, a member of the Big Red One, came ashore in Normandy. That's the 1st Infantry Division, the Big Red One. And this is what he had to say in an interview with Fox News' Shepard Smith. This is all about America.
We're honored to have as our guest today a decorated World War II veteran who stormed the beach on D-Day. 95-year-old John McHugh served in the Army's 1st Infantry Division. On this day in 1944, he landed at about 7:30 in the morning. He says there were about 10 others in his landing craft, and as they tried to get to shore, a German shell blew up the boat behind them. Corporal McHugh was carrying a tripod for a 30 caliber machine gun. But along with the tripod goes the actual 30 caliber machine gun. And the soldier who was carrying that died. So Corporal McHugh had to crawl along that beach without any gun at all while the Nazis fired at him all day. On day two of the invasion, Corporal McHugh says that the Allies faced enormous hedgerows, and they had no way of knowing if the enemy was behind them. There was just so many obstacles to overcome in a long and bloody push. After it surviving the invasion of Normandy, Corporal McHugh spent months fighting the Nazis in other historic battles, including the Battle of the Bulge. He earned several medals and awards, including the Silver Star for gallantry in action, the Bronze Star for meritorious service, the European Theater of Operations ribbon that includes a silver arrow, or arrowhead, I should say, for the Normandy invasion, two presidential unit citations, and the combat infantry badge. After the Allies triumphed in 1945, Corporal McHugh came home to New York and married his childhood sweetheart, Rosie McGee. The couple has three children, three grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren. He's a first-generation Irish-American. His family says Corporal McHugh has a beautiful Irish tenor voice, and they still ask him to sing Danny Boy on special occasions. And he's with us now on set, a member of America's greatest generation, Corporal John McHugh. Welcome.
All right, good.
We honor you today, sir. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for asking. This is wonderful.
Do you... My father is not a brand new guy. He's like 91 plus, and he doesn't have a lot of memories from that time. Tell me your memories of this day in back then.
Well, D-Day was a... you really can't describe D-Day. You're petrified. You're absolutely petrified. A guy falling over there, a guy falling over there. It's hell. It's just hell on earth. I can't describe it anyway. I don't think anyone can really describe it. Needless to say, I had a bad day.
You had no gun. How did you survive with no gun?
Well, I had my pistol, but look, you know, not in the shoe, you can't see them. I just kept crawling up, see how far we could go.
And as you crawled along the beach, what were you seeing and hearing?
A lot of dead bodies.
A lot of dead bodies.
A lot of dead bodies. But you just keep going up, so gotta keep moving. But there were a lot of dead bodies. The beach I landed on was beach. Unknown to them, they had a German infantry division on maneuvers. Unknown to them, practicing for an invasion. So we had the worst casualties. I think someone said there was about 2,000 on that beach that day. But I don't know the exact thing. But needless to say, it was a bad day.
When you went over... A young man, I mean, you were in a division that had some seasoned fighters. You were fortunate in that way, right?
I certainly was.
Tell us about that.
These guys always thought they were going home the next day.
Because they had fought before.
They were in Africa. And they really thought when they went to England, they were going home. And then somebody told them about this. They didn't realize the scope of this invasion. I was fortunate to get in with a lot of veterans because I was a brand new rookie and scared stiff.
Do you remember what your thoughts were when you found out we were supposed to have invaded the day before on June the 5th, but when you found out we're going to invade, did you think about the big picture, the fighting for freedom, or was it a matter of, well, I have to do this, or what did you?
None of those thoughts were about freedom. I mean, I was in the Army, and they told me to go that way, and I went that way. I was automatic. Not too much thought. A lot of thought about getting killed. Yeah, I thought about that.
There were a lot of battles after that day.
Oh, yeah. I went all the way to Czechoslovakia. Some fierce battles.
Do you remember the day that you found out it was over? And could you describe that to us?
That it was what?
That you were going home.
Oh. Well, it was sort of a quiet area now. I guess they knew it ahead of us. But we were, as soon as somebody got the word from headquarters, they started jumping up and down. The war's over, the war's over. I dug the biggest hole I ever bought and went sitting in it. And I went, nobody making a mistake.
You're going to hide till they get you out.
That's right. I'm here. That's where you put me. I'm staying.
Well, everyone in this room and in this building and in this city and in this country is eternally grateful and thankful for your courage and your sacrifice, sir.
So, you know, you got drafted. You had to do it. I did it. Did it pretty good, too. But you don't want to go. You don't want to be there. But that was yesterday.
Indeed it was. I hope your today and tomorrow fantastic. It's an honor to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Corporal John McHugh of the Greatest Generation. See you soon.
Wow. What can you add to that? 95 years old, Corporal John McHugh, crawling along the beach, no gun except for his pistol, probably didn't even have the range on what was being fired at him, couldn't really do much of anything except crawl along and survive and stay low. And that's what he did. The big red one. And I'll tell you what. Anybody this week, and it's been quite a 10-day period, Armed Forces Day, Armed Forces Day, Memorial Day, and then we had D-Day, all within the course of a 10-day period. Wow. And, of course, all the veterans, World War II veterans, I go out of my way sometimes to just, you know, find those guys and shake their hands because it's a dying breed. They're going by the wayside. Another 25 years from now, there won't be any of them left. There just won't be. And it's something that people in America need to understand, that time, that era, that drive, that spirit that drove these people to volunteer, to join the military, to go and fight for their country so that all of us wouldn't be speaking German or Japanese or Russian or Italian or whatever the heck the language of the day would have been with these guys. The Greatest Generation. All right, we're coming right back. We've got another Truckers Highway and Byway report to give you. We'll take a look at the weather. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Creedence Clearwater Revival, born on a bayou out there for our
our music this hour in the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by your local pilot in Flying J Truck Stop, your new home away from home. And I'll tell you what, it's not your average truck stop anymore. Don't believe me? Pull on into there and find out. All right. A slow-moving storm system will bring several days of heavy rains and the potential for flash flooding through the weekend. Areas in western Virginia and the southern Appalachians may experience substantial flash flooding. Severe storms in the plains may produce damaging straight-line winds and large hail. A tornado or two is possible, too. A building ridge over California will bring excessive heat and critical fire weather threats, too, out west. So let's take a look. We'll start with the west. We'll start with California. Now, there's a combination of weather in California. No snow, but west of Donner, from Donner Pass, Truckee, California, up on top, Donner, over down to Auburn Hills, you've got a hard freeze warning in that area tonight. You've got a frost warning over in the Redding, California area, I-5 up on up towards the Oregon border. Then over to the east of Medford, in the central part of the state, in the higher elevations, you've got a freeze, hard freeze warning over there, too. Now, that hard freeze warning comes across east of Reno, out across the I-80 corridor, all the way to the Utah line. Tonight, Elko, Winnemucca, those areas, hard freeze warning tonight, and then south down towards the middle of Nevada as well in the higher elevations. Now, out in California, finishing that off, you've got a fire watch threat advisory right now in the Center Produce Valley from about Sacramento south on down towards Fresno and maybe towards Bakersfield now. Looks like they expanded that. You've got a flash flood warning for some rains and melt-off that's coming out of the San Bernardino Mountains. And over in Arizona right now, they've changed the forecast over there. You're going to have a high heat advisory with temperatures well above the hundreds from Phoenix west towards Yuma, Arizona, and then Phoenix north up to about 2,000 feet or thereabouts. Everything down below the floor there in Phoenix is going to be real, real hot today. And I mean Phoenix, Arizona style hot. Then going up to Montana, you've got an area in Montana where there is flash flood watches through the central part of Montana tonight. That's been there all week long. It's still there as the streams and the rivers are all way up. You've got a unsettled weather condition for the northwestern corner of Wyoming and the eastern part of Idaho for the possibility of some storms developing there today. You've also got flash flood watches in the western part of Wyoming tonight in the higher elevations as well. And eastern Utah in the higher elevations, you've got a flash flood watch in Colorado west of I-25, north-south from New Mexico straight north all the way to Wyoming. You've got all kinds of flash flood watches there in the mountains. And then coming across into Texas, the Dallas Metroplex, and along I-20 east of Dallas for about 40 miles. You've got a dense fog advisory there, as well as a poor air quality advisory. And down in San Antonio, you've probably got some fog in that area, as well as a poor air quality advisory. And along the Gulf, south of Houston towards Galveston, you've got a fog advisory there. You have a high heat advisory in South Texas tonight down for the Brownsville area. You've got unsettled weather conditions, a possibility of thunderstorms developing later today around Harlingen in Texas. Now, moving east of the Mississippi River, in the western part of Tennessee, the northeastern part of Mississippi, you've got rain and you've got flash flood watches all through that area. You've got the eastern part of Kentucky where you've got flash flood watches, and you do have a warning, flash flood warning, north and east of Nashville, Tennessee, the river that's up there coming down out of Kentucky tonight. There's a flash flood warning right there along that border. Now, over into the Appalachians, going over into North Carolina, and the southern part of Virginia in the mountains. You've got rain. You've got flash flood watches there. You've also got flash flood warnings now in the mountains of North Carolina, north of Winston-Salem and the Greensboro High Point area as well, and down in the panhandle of Florida over towards Big Bend, almost all the way to Crystal River by the looks here. They'll have rain today. There will be a saturation, and it's part of that system that's been moving along slowly all week long from the southwestern corner of the Gulf of Mexico and just came up and hugged the coastline and moved along here towards where it's at right now. Now, that rain will continue all the way over to just about New Orleans, it looks like, still, before it goes away today and then stays pretty much into Florida for about the next 12 to 18 hours, especially from Big Bend around all the way to Pensacola and Mobile, Alabama. And then up in Maine and New Hampshire, you've got unsettled weather conditions up there for what could be rain. It could be thunderstorms, combination of both, and there's scattered showers in other parts of Maine tonight. So, basically speaking, your summer patterns are starting to fall in. It looks like as if now the heat is back in Arizona, as it usually is this time of the year. But I'll tell you what, if you're traveling, especially out in the desert, you always want to make sure you carry a couple of extra gallons, maybe three or four. Buy a case of water, buy 4 gallons, because if your car overheats and you don't have anything else to dump in, you can always dump water into it to keep you going till where you need to go. And of course, if you do break down, you got some water to drink there too. And I used to carry when we had our trucks, we used to carry 2 jerry cans, 5. Let's see, what was it? Was it 5 gallons each, I think? Yeah, that was 10 gallons of water we would carry in the back of the truck, strictly for the radiators and whatnot when you had to have them. And by the way, trucks overheat too out there in the desert. And antifreeze is nice when you can get it, but it's not really going to cool things down when you're out there in the middle of the desert. And water, of course, you can always use for other reasons. But there you go. Now, coming up, after the top of the hour, we should be hearing from Ron Edwards. I think Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy, is down in Miami. He's been down there for some sort of church conference and gave a couple of speeches and whatnot or whatever. And we'll hear from him as to what's going on there. And we'll be talking to him, of course, about the immigration agreement reached with Mexico and ask him what he thinks about that, and be talking to him about the political climate and some of the things that you heard me talking about earlier. Plus, let's not forget that the FBI, more information coming out about James Comey and Bruce Orr, $28,000 payment he got just about the time that all this stuff was going down. What did he get a bonus of $28,000 for, Mr. President Barack Obama? Anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.